التسعينات اف ام، طرب ومغنى.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here with you today Rama on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01004-27894. You can also send WhatsApp messages to this number. You can also answer the question of today's episode on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. So, last episode we have discussed different work environment in the United States and Egypt, and we have also discussed how to have a life-work balance. In this episode, we will be talking about misconceptions that Americans have about Egyptians and misconceptions that Egyptians have about Americans. And the question of today's episode is, do you think American movies reflect the American reality? Why? So, in today's episode, we will be talking about the common misconceptions that Egyptians have about Americans. The first misconception is, all the states have the same culture, laws, religions, and ethnicities. Of course, Egypt is smaller than the United States. We have two main religions, Islam and Christianity. So, basically, we have a one main conservative culture where people in the north are more open-minded than people in the south. And we have centrism of laws. The exact opposite occurs in the United States, where each state has their own laws, their own regulations, and people in the south and midwest are more conservative than people in the west and the east coast. And there is larger religious diversity in the United States than in Egypt, because there are many religions and many immigrants coming from different backgrounds and different countries. So what might be normal in a state like California might not be normal in a state like Nebraska. In the states also, they have their own dialects and their own vocabulary. So yeah. Movies are mostly shot in New York City or Los Angeles, but not all American states look like New York City or Los Angeles. There are urban areas and areas where like rural type of life is the main prevalent. So yeah, some people also think the weather in the United States is same all over the country. And this is very far from being true, because the country is so big and there is no one single American climate. And I was in New Jersey in the East Coast, and it tends to be humid while it's sunny and all over the year in Texas and Arizona. You need to know the weather really well before you travel to a prospective state. Some people also think that English is the official language of the United States. And this is very far from being true, because US has no official language as Egypt. So one in five Americans can carry a conversation in a second language when they are at home. So if you are in Paterson, New Jersey, you would be surprised, because and you would feel like you are in Egypt, because you would find the name of the shops written in Arabic. So yeah. The fourth misconception is that American high schools are just like what they are portrayed in movies. Of course, we like movies like Legally Blonde, Mean Girls, Glee, Clueless, American Pie, and Tall Girl. There might be some similarities, but there are differences. Some schools are even underfunded, which is not represented in the American movies, and bullying is not tolerated in American reality as the same way it's tolerated in the movies. The fifth misconception we have is some people think all Americans are just rich and cheerful. And this is very untrue. If you are walking in New York City, you would find people who are homeless and you would find people living on the streets. And there are people in America who would live paycheck to paycheck and people living on food stamps. And even if there are people who might be making lots of money, you would find them paying a lot for health insurance, food, mortgage, loans, taxes, etc. So, yeah, some people believe Americans are just cheerful and happy, but this is not true. Everyone has their own struggles. The sixth misconception is that there is a lot of racism in the United States and you wouldn't be safe there as an international student, which is not real because, like any other country, there are good people and bad people, and you would try to be in an area where it's safe for you. I was in New Jersey, and I didn't find any problems being a Muslim girl in New Jersey because I found it really easy to fit in and to find an international community around me. The seventh misconception people have about America is that the fast food there is better than fast food in other places in the world, which is far from being true because KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, Popeye are better in other countries than they are in Egypt. I've tried McDonald's in Egypt and in Germany and they taste much better than McDonald's in the United States. Also, America is a melting pot. So wherever you are in the country and wherever you go, you will find different types of cuisines like Korean food, Indian food, Egyptian food, and Turkish food. And it's a big misconception that all Americans are just overweight. There are definitely people who are taking their health very seriously and they are working out. So, yeah. And the eighth misconception we have is one is relationships in the U.S. resemble what they are portrayed in movies. Of course, we watch movies like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and other romantic comedies. And dating in the U.S. is different than dating in Egypt. However, romantic comedies don't always portray the reality. And we have discussed that before in the dating episode, so please get back to it for more details regarding dating in the United States. One of the other confusions that some international students might have in the United States is the tipping system. In some countries, people don't tip at all. In the US, it's expected to tip based on how satisfied you are about the service. Another misconception that people have about America is related to health insurance. In America, healthcare is really more expensive than Europe and Egypt. However, you wouldn't be denied treatment in the case of emergency, whether you have money or not, and whether you are an American citizen or not. We will learn more about misconceptions that Americans have about Egyptians when we're back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. When you dance, 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 feel good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance.
magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Drama. So we were talking about misconceptions that people have about Americans, and specifically Egyptians have about Americans. Now it's the time to discuss the misconceptions that Americans have about Egyptians. But before this, I want to remind you to call us on 01-000-427-894 or send us WhatsApp messages through this number. And you can also answer the question of today's episode on Facebook. Let's see some of your answers. So the question was whether the American movies reflect the American reality or not. And Karim Khalid commented saying, most of the movies are reflections of the cultures of their countries. That's true, however it depends. Raga El-Ghunaymi commented saying, depends, they do show a portion of the truth, but movies are made for entertainment. With that being said, a lot of the time, the ugly is not presented. Again, depends on what movies we're talking about. Maura Magdi commented saying, completely yep. Let me disagree, Maura, because some American movies don't reflect the reality, especially in high school movies or movies that are about relationships. It's completely different. Ranim Lail commented saying, mostly yeah, but sometimes governments use movies and talk shows to brainwash people in this country, so they make the imagination as a future fact. I'm not sure whether this applies to the US or not, but good job, Ranim. Hannah Gerges commented saying, not really, some of them do. That's true, some of the movies do reflect the reality. So this misconception that Americans have about Egyptians are a lot, so let's discuss some of them. So some people think we live in the desert and we ride camels to work. And this is very untrue because, yes, we have 90% desert in Egypt, but we live around the River Nile. And we also have cars like any other countries and buildings, proper infrastructure. And I promise that Egyptians don't live in tents. So if you are coming to Egypt, unless you have chosen to do live in a tent on a safari trip, you wouldn't be living in tents. Some other people think that Egyptian women wear scarves because their fathers and brothers forced them to do so. However, this is not true because headscarves are a religious symbol and a personal choice. So yes, some men force women to wear the scarf, but again, this is not the norm and it's not accepted or tolerated by the public in Egypt. Another misconception about Egyptian women is that they don't go to school and they are all housewives. Again, there is no religious regulation or religious obligation to stay at home and to be a housewife if you are a woman. So I'll present myself as an example and not an exception. I have gone to school, I've graduated from college in the US, and I'm currently teaching in a college in Egypt. So basically, I wouldn't say that Egyptian women are forced to stay at home and to be housewives. Another big misconception about Egyptian women is that they don't drive. Some people have this misconception because Saudi women got the right to drive very recently. However, Egyptian women were never banned from having a driver's license. Again, it's not a religious obligation that women should not drive. Some extremists got that idea from God knows where. However, yeah, women can drive the same way men can. Another misconception is about belly dancing. Of course, I have nothing against belly dancing, but some people assume that if you are an Egyptian woman, this means you are a naturally born good belly dancer, which is not true. It's a skill that takes a year and to learn and master, and not all Egyptian women are good at it. Some people also think that Egyptians speak nothing but Arabic. Arabic is the official language of Egypt. That's true. However, we have language schools in Egypt. English, French, and German are taught in Egyptian schools. Another thing, like America, we have different dialects and different accents of Arabic. So even in the Arab world, personally, I might not understand someone from North Africa. So Arabic is not the same, and I might not understand someone from south of Egypt or someone from Bedouin villages. So basically, it depends on where you are, and not everyone is speaking the same language or the same type of language. We have different dialects, vocabularies, and different accents. Another misconception about Egypt is that some people think it's a whole Muslim country and non-Muslims cannot enter mosques. This is a huge misconception because out of Egypt's population, 10% are Christians and they are welcomed in mosques, and Muslims are also welcomed in churches. It's really hard to tell whether someone is a Muslim or not in Egypt because we do look the same. Another misconception that people have about Egyptians is that they only have arranged marriage. Yes, some Egyptians are very conservative, but not to that extent. We also have love-based marriage and dating culture in Egypt. You can refer to the dating episode to learn more about dating in Egypt. Some people think that Egyptians are not social and they're not open-minded when it comes to foreigners visiting the country, which is not true. Like any other country, there is always good and bad people. In general, Egyptians are generous and social, and they are used to foreigners coming to the country, so there's no worry. Like the US, Egypt also has the tipping system. It's very common in Egypt, like the United States. Some people also think that Egyptians have a kind of a dress code, like wearing a jilbab or a galabeya, which is not true, because Egyptians don't have a specific dress code. We basically dress the same way Westerners do, and you might find people wearing jilbab or galabeya in villages or Bedouin areas. But that is not what a typical person or what a typical Egyptian would wear in Cairo or Alexandria. Another misconception because of movies and songs is some people think everyone does the walk like an Egyptian dance. Of course, this misconception is not real, because we walk normally, and walk like an Egyptian is not a real dance. Misconceptions about Egyptians extends to be more misconceptions about Muslims in general, and we will learn more about that when we're back.
up crying, crying in his Maserati. He won't stop counting, counting all that dirty money. The bottom line is, the only thing that gets him going, my mind is never enough. I may not have all your money, I'm still on my way, I wake up, stay thankful for the day. Thankful for the day.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. So if you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427-894. If you want to answer the question of today's episode, it's possible to do that through WhatsApp. The previous number, it's again 01-00-427-894. And if you want to answer the question of the episode, you can always do that on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. So, the stereotypes. What are stereotypes? Stereotypes are basically beliefs about an entire group that may or may not be true, and they are basically based on information about an individual or a small number of people within that group. The common misconceptions people have about Muslims are that Islam is a religion that calls for and promotes violence and terrorism. To be completely honest, I would say, yes, there are terrorists who are Muslims, but that doesn't mean that all Muslims are terrorists. Because killing an innocent soul is one of the biggest crimes in Islam. And it's one of the biggest crimes in any religion that calls for peace. So basically, I wouldn't say that all terrorists are Muslim. And I wouldn't say that Islam calls for terrorism. So if this is true, I would say Christianity calls for terrorism because of the triple K. So this, I mean, working or having the same logic is beneficial. There are also people who interpret Islam for their political ideologies and their best interests, not according to the real teachings. So they basically twist the scripture to fit their political ideologies and their interests. Another misconception about Muslims is that Islam encourages the followers to oppress women. Patriarchy was everywhere. Like any other religion, believes Islam calls for equality between men and women. However, extremist religious leaders and patriarchal societies have twisted the scriptures to make it fit what they believe in. In this regard, I would love to say that Islam doesn't force women to do some things they don't want to. If you are a woman, you have free will, you have your own choices, you have your own brain, so you can basically do whatever you want. And then whatever you choose or not choose, whatever you choose to wear or not to wear, is your own personal choice. Your father, your brother, and other men in the family are not required to tell you what to do and what not to do, because at the end, this is your life and these are your own choices. Some people also claim that Muslims are ignorant and they don't value education. And this is very far from being true, because scientists like Al-Hadan, Ibn Sina, Ibn Rushd, and many great Muslim scientists do exist. And in the modern world, we have scientists like Dr. Zuhail. They portray and they show that Muslims do value education. And for your own information, the first word in Quran that God wanted us to do was the word read. So Muslims are asked to read and to say and to see whether the facts are true or not, and to check whether the facts are true or not. So basically, Muslims do value education really, really well. Another big misconception that people have about Muslims is that all Muslims live in the Middle East and all Arabs are Muslims. This is not true, because 1 billion Muslims live in Asia, in Pakistan, in India, Indonesia, and Bangladesh. And the Middle East is a very wider term. Like, come on, Israel exists in the Middle East. So basically, I wouldn't say that all countries in the Middle East are Muslim countries. Some people also claim that Muslims don't believe in Jesus. And this is not true, because the real meaning of being a Muslim entails believing in Jesus as a prophet and learning more about him. Of course, like, there are different perspectives of Jesus in Christianity, but Muslims are required to respect all other perspectives and not be judgmental. As we always do, we would end our episode with tips and tricks to learn more about what we can do regarding misconceptions and stereotypes. The first thing you can do to avoid misconceptions and stereotypes is to take an implicit bias test. And this is a test by Harvard University to learn more about yourself. I have done this test and I found my own implicit biases, and I'm working right now on reducing these biases. And you should also be diverse in terms of what you read and what you get yourself exposed to, because reading literature by different writers and reading literature about different cultures would definitely help you widen your horizons. Another thing that you can do to avoid bias and misconceptions is to have courageous talks. You should always ask about people who you are afraid of. If you are afraid of Muslims, you can basically have a conversation with a Muslim to know whether what you believe in is true or not. You should also listen to podcasts like Compelling Difference, because it would definitely help you know more about other people. You should also try to travel if you get the chance to, because traveling would definitely help you avoid misconceptions and biases, because you would see for yourself whether your misconception is true or not. At the end, we have talked about misconceptions that Egyptians have about Americans, and misconceptions that Americans have about Egyptians, and misconceptions about Islam. Here we come to an end, and I will see you next week. Good night.